In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today the Gospel reading is taken from the Gospel of John. And this Gospel reading introduces Jesus' famous sermon on the bread of life. Now, to appreciate the sermon, I would like to put it in the context of the Gospel narrative. You remember the readings of the last two Sundays. The people were hungry, and so Jesus performed the miracle of the multiplication of the bread and the fish to feed them. You know, people were so impressed, they wanted to make him king. But Jesus escaped the crowd and went up to the mountain to pray. Meanwhile, he told his disciples to cross to the other side of the lake and that he would follow. And in the early morning, he came to them in a boat by walking on the water. That was the gospel last Sunday. So today's gospel reading situates us where Jesus and the disciples are found on the other side of the lake. And many people had followed him on their boats. They were looking for a repeat performance of the miraculous feeding of bread and fish. And so Jesus told them that they were looking for him for another free meal. Truly, truly, he said, I say to you, you are seeking me not because you saw signs, but because you ate your fill of the loaves. Then Jesus emphatically told them that such bread would not satisfy them. Instead, they should look for bread that would give them eternal life. He said, do not work for the food that perishes, but for the food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man can give you. Note that Jesus was offering the people that kind of bread that endured forever. But on one condition, he told them, believe in him whom God the Father has sent. But the people wanted another miracle from him to be convinced. So they said, what sign do you do that we may see and believe you? Moses, they argued, had given sign to their ancestors and the manna that rained down on them from heaven in the desert. As it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat. However, Jesus corrected their understanding of that sign by stating, truly, truly, I say to you, it was not Moses that gave you the bread from heaven, but my Father who gives you the true bread from heaven. And that bread, Jesus explained, is he who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. Apparently, the people still did not understand what Jesus was saying. However, what this bread from heaven was, they wanted it. He said, whatever this is, this kind of bread, sir, give us this bread always. So Jesus put it more clearly and as clearly as he could. I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. Now, if Jesus stopped at this point, he would have been misunderstood and his statement difficult to accept. But as we shall see in the gospel readings for the coming Sundays, Jesus continued without batting an eye. And he said, and made bolder and bolder statements. I am the living bread, he said, that comes down from heaven. And bolder still, and I am not only the living bread from heaven, but this bread is my flesh. And still bolder than this, those who eat my flesh and drink my blood have eternal life, and I will raise them up on the last day. For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink. But you know, we are going ahead with several Sundays gospel readings. So let us just go back to those gospel texts and ask, what lesson can we draw from this Sunday's reading? This is what I would suggest. Let us look at our experiences of the times when we were confronted by hunger. Hunger here as a metaphor for our needs and difficulties. You know, sometimes, like the children of Israel in the wilderness, we mistake the manna from heaven as coming from Moses, when we forget that it was not Moses, but God our Father who gives the true bread from heaven. So much so that when we forget the true and real bread for our hunger, we also mistakenly rely on the bread and the drink that do not satisfy. Yet in spite of all this, Jesus continues to ask the people around him, and of course to us this Sunday, to believe in him and to trust him. That is to say, to place there and our pains and tears, there and our hopes and dreams in his care. Jesus continues to offer himself to them and to us, the bread of life that can satisfy forever. This is very important to remember always, that the Lord will provide us what we need always. Amen.